Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 6:45. The New Mexico House of Representatives has passed a budget including a cost of living adjustment for state workers. But as Victor Onimole reports, it's in conflict with the budget proposed by the governor.
Governor Susana Martinez proposed a 1% pay raise for state workers in January, but the House budget would make it 2%.
State services never go away.
Miles Conway is with the Public Employees Union. He says the raise will help retain employees in overworked and understaffed departments.
We have to provide these core services to our citizens, but we're doing so with thousands fewer public employees than we had 5-6 years ago.
The raise would mean the average state employee making about $33,000 a year would take home nearly $40 more per month after taxes. The House budget would give a 10% raise to state-elected officials. It must still be approved by the Senate and signed by the governor. For KUNM, I'm Victor Onimole.
In more news, a panel of New Mexico lawmakers wants the federal government to consult with the Navajo Nation before allowing more natural gas production in the area surrounding the Chaco Culture Natural Historical Park. A Senate committee Friday endorsed a non-binding state memorial that also urges the Bureau of Land Management not to allow hydraulic fracturing within 10 miles of the historical site. An upcoming sale of drilling rights by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management is stoking tensions about gas development in the area. A unique choir in Albuquerque is helping people who sometimes become socially isolated. Spencer Beckwith explains.
Just before Christmas, a special vocal ensemble performed at the annual Festival of the Trees at the Albuquerque Convention Center. The choir was unusual because it was comprised mostly of individuals recovering from brain injury. This neuro choir, as it's called, was organized by my guest, UNM Assistant Professor Jessica Richardson. She is part of the university's Center for Brain Recovery and Repair. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What were the causes of the choir members' injuries?
Several different causes. Some people, a stroke. Others may have had brain surgery because of a tumor, traumatic brain injury because of a fall or assault or a motor vehicle accident. So quite a wide variety of brain injuries.
What kind of difficulties might these individuals face?
Some people, they may have language problems. When they want to say a word, it won't come out of their mouth, or something comes out, but it might be what we call word salad. We call this aphasia. There might be speech problems, so a weakness of the muscles, a difficulty programming those muscles to do what you want them to do, a social impairment that might arise from traumatic brain injury, a wide range of speech, language, and communication disorders.
And I would imagine that isolation is a problem.
Yes. That's one of the reasons we were passionate about rolling this out. Social isolation, it is literally a killer. Life participation and social networks shrink after you have a brain injury, and not just for the person with the brain injury, also for their care partners.
I know that you have had experience singing in choirs and choruses. How did these rehearsals differ from the rehearsals for any choir that you had been in previously?
I think we have more fun.
Why is that?
I think there's just such a neat atmosphere that we provide. And with our background, there's a group of people who are speech language pathologists who know how to communicate with people with different communication disorders. We really see their faces light up with these opportunities. Other ways that it's different, we modify some of the warm-ups. So some people who may have language difficulty may not be able to say me, may, my, mo, moo, but they can say numbers quite easily. We only do about 2 or 3 part harmony. We're not that advanced yet, and we sing a lot of well-known classics. We also focus on a lot of uplifting songs.
Do some members find that they are more comfortable singing than they are talking?
Yes. Some people may come in and only have a vocabulary that they control of 20 to 30 words, but oftentimes, when you get them to sing these familiar songs, these words come out. One of the experiences that we had at our events last year brought me to tears because one of our new members, she was just bawling her eyes out. And I'm like, what's happening? What do we need to do? Do we need to stop? And I look around and she's looking at her family members who had never seen her move her mouth and say words like that since her stroke. So it was incredibly powerful. And it's wonderful to be a part of that.
What's next? Are you going to continue?
Absolutely. We start our rehearsals again next month. So, yes, we're definitely going to continue to have concerts to spread the word about brain injury awareness and the importance of participation.
Jessica Richardson teaches in UNM's Department of Speech and Hearing Sciences. Over Christmas, she brought together local individuals in recovery from brain injury to create a performing ensemble, the Neuro Choir. More about the choir at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.